This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Hey, Mike Valenti here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's head to the phone lines right now, 913-586-7965, to be joined by one of the voices for the New York Yankees. Justin Shackle joins us on the show. Justin, man, we appreciate you. We have been going through the stats since 1995. Teams that were 1-1 and heading back homes to games 3 and game 4, they win 66% of the series. How do you feel about this series right now? What do you make of this series being tied at one apiece?
I tell you what, I'm bullish on this Yankee team this year, but these first two games, there were a lot of mistakes for the Yankees. I thought they were fortunate to come away with the win in game one. I mean, their starting pitching, I know it's not a starting pitching era. I know it's not a marquee position the way it was. I know, you know, relievers are all about grip and rip. That's the era we're in because relievers have never been better, but I still believe in October, your starting pitching is going to be your backbone. And Gerrit Cole and Carlos Rodon, they've combined for 8 2/3 innings and have allowed 14 hits over the first two games. So that really stood out to me. And look, for most of this season, the Yankees didn't get to 94 wins by accident. They are a talented group. But for a lot of the mistakes that they do make, they were covered up by Aaron Judge and Juan Soto really doing a great job and having spectacular seasons. We know the story with Aaron Judge over the first two games. He just hasn't hit. So I think you're seeing the small detailed mistakes that have been with this team for much of 2024. It popped up a little bit in the first two games, and Aaron Judge hasn't been there to mask those mistakes. I think that's what you've seen so far. And also they're playing a team that uncovers a lot of mistakes in the Royals. Like, you don't need me to tell you this. I mean, they have two excellent starting pitchers at the top of the rotation. They have a bullpen that caught a lot of fire down the stretch, and they have a fast lineup. And sometimes those are the ingredients that can expose an opponent's weaknesses.
Why do you think the Yankees struggle so much against left-handed starters? This team has been fantastic from start to finish, but left-handed starters really give them a difficult time.
I think for the totality of the regular season, that's definitely something where the overall numbers don't look too good for the Yankees. But down the stretch, actually, of the regular season, they had performed better against left-handed starters. So I don't know if it was a trend that was maybe reversing itself, but the overall numbers, obviously not good. They rank either the half or the bottom third against lefties. And it's just you try to figure out and get to the bottom of it over the course of 162, and no one really has a definite answer. So it's one of those baseball things, perhaps. If you look at the numbers league-wide, I think they've been down against left-handed pitching overall this season. But, yeah, for a team like the Yankees, it's something that stands out for sure.
Justin, it feels to me that these two teams are maybe a little bit more even than what the paper would say. And whichever team can get their star going, whether it's Bobby Witt Jr., who doesn't have a hit so far in this series, or Aaron Judge, who has also struggled so far this series, whichever team can figure out a way to get their star involved, that's probably the team that's going to have the advantage moving forward.
Can you believe that? Can you believe Aaron Judge and Bobby Witt Jr. are a combined 1-for-17 in this series with, I think, 8 strikeouts? So, yeah, I mean, what do we hear all the time when you go into these types of series? One team is going to do its best to have that star player not beat them. The Yankees and the Royals have done good jobs neutralizing their star players. I don't know, how long is that going to last? Who knows? But that, you know, you want to keep taking advantage, I think, obviously, if you're you know, either side here. One thing that struck me, kind of surprised me last night in at the time it was a 3-run deficit, Luke Weaver came on, and he's been sensational for the Yankees since taking over as the closer. And he came out to face Bobby Witt in that ninth inning. And again, just one small part of the game, but it was an extra at bat in which Witt was able to see Luke Weaver. And in a short series, a playoff series, the more times that you're seeing a reliever, I think the advantage goes to the hitter. So that actually surprised me a little bit. Again, a small detail last night. I don't think it was going to amount to much, but you know, obviously the Yankees, you want to play aggressive and keep the game within 3 runs. But that's something that jumped out to me. It's one of the big stories here. Judge and Witt not getting it going so far.
Right now, we're talking to Justin Shackle for a couple more minutes. He covers the New York Yankees. I have a stat for you. Teams that are heading home for games 3 and games 4 in a series that's tied at 1 apiece, they have won 66% of those series. So the math would say that the Royals have the advantage moving forward. Do you feel that way? Do you feel like the Royals have the advantage right now in this series?
I think you have Lugo going in game 3. And look, I mean, if you want to just go by those types of numbers, yeah, look, it's a best of 3 series right now with Kansas City having home field advantage. Nothing shocks me anymore. I will say this. The Yankees were by far and away the best road team in baseball this season. I mean, they played over 600 baseball on the road. I mean, that was their best winning percentage on the road since, I believe, 2003. So they took care of business at Kauffman Stadium when they were there in June. They were a few outs away from pulling off a 4-game sweep. They took 3 of 4, and a Clay Holmes blew a save, and that's how the Royals picked up the win in the finale. But there is something to that, I think, this season with the Yankees. I think they, for whatever reason, they've been and looked a little bit more comfortable on the road. So, you go with the chalk in a short series for sure. But if you want to go with, you know, what your eyes are telling you here in 2024, the Yankees have been a really good road team.
Justin, as somebody who covers this sport, how cool is it that every divisional series is tied at 1-1 right now? It just goes to me to really show you the parity that we have in the sport. We saw that over the course of the regular season. No team won 100 games, and there felt like there were so many teams that are jumbled up that a big market club like Kansas City and a small market club like Kansas City, these two teams feel even in this series. What does, I guess, this divisional series say about where we are at baseball with the parity from top to bottom?
I love it. I love the chaos. I think it's never been more of a tournament type format than it is now. Some people may not like it. I generally do. I think, you know, in terms of getting here and getting to this point and advancing, never mind, you know, if you throw the payrolls out the windows, look, it's going to measure how tough you are. And toughness is a big ingredient to getting to a championship. So, between the layoff, the rest versus rust debate, the parity, the market size, all you throw it all in there. I'm looking to see who the toughest team is, because the toughest team usually wins out. And when they're there, then you deserve it.
Last thing here, Justin, I appreciate your time. What are your keys? What do the Yankees need to do to get this series back to Yankee Stadium for game 5?
Well, I think they want to just end it in Kansas City. They want to end it in 4
Good
games
point.
For sure. But I think I think they need to hit more. Bottom line, I think the top 4 in their lineup, top 5, you got to throw Giancarlo Stanton in there. They haven't come through with big hits. Look, they're sluggers. They can do more than hit just home runs, but they haven't slugged. They have to slug, and they also have to receive better starting pitching than they had in the first two games. I think those are the two keys right there.
That is Justin Shackle joining us on the show today. Happy to catch up with him, Justin. I don't know how often you talk to Jazz Chisholm, but I would just tell him that he is about to walk into a Hornets nest tomorrow, my friend.
I'm all about the drama. I'm all about drama. So, yeah, I'm interested to see how the start of Game 3 looks over at Kauffman Stadium.
That is Justin Shackle joining us on the show. Justin, great stuff, man. I appreciate your time.
Thanks for having me. Appreciate you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.